Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, once again in the glorious Peak District. More specifically, I am huddled behind a huge bit of gritstone at a place called Grinner Stones. And the reason why I'm huddled at the side of a huge bit of gritstone is because the wind is rather ferocious and it's very cold. So this morning I set off from the Howden Reservoir, which is in the Upper Derwent Valley. I headed up following the River West End towards a spot called Grinner Grain, and then I've come up the Grouse Shooter's Path. There is a road up the side of the hill onto the moors that was built by the Grouse Shooters. I used that and then walked across the moors and then climbed up onto Grinner Stones, which is where I am now. The weather has been quite changeable today. For the first hour or so, it was raining. Only very lightly, but enough to get you soaked to the core. But I have got my waterproofs on today, so I'm fine. When I arrived at Grinner Stones, thankfully, the forecasted weather arrived. The cloud has lifted ever so slightly now, because I was in the clouds when I got onto the moors themselves. And it's breaking every now and then, so I can see patches of blue sky. The photo that I will include for this boo, or post as they want us to call it, but I'm going to call it boo, I'm a renegade, is of a huge bit of gritstone, not the one I'm huddled behind, but a huge bit nonetheless on Grinner Stones, and you can see Bleaklow Stones in the background. And as I'm sat here now, the sun is just piercing through, and it is quite warm when the sun's out. Well, it's all relative, I suppose, because my hands are absolutely freezing because I've been taking photos and recording audio for you now. Sadly, I haven't got the Zoom H1 with me, so I'm doing it the good old-fashioned way, straight into the app on the iPhone. I have got the Zoom with me, but the battery's dead. Schoolboy error there. And I'm out having a walk in the Peak District. And it really is glorious today. It's typical weather for this sort of year. There is no snow about, but the weather is very dreich, as my good friend McColgan would call it. So the plan now is to head along the top of Grinner Stones for a while and then work my way over towards Bleaklow Stones. And then we're going to go off-piste down West End, well, the River West End, right from its source, which I think it's called West End Moss, but don't quote me on that one. The map is in the bag. Right, so I'm going to continue on now, and I'll pause you for a moment and I'll bring you back. Apologies for the wind. Welcome back. So now I'm up at Bleaklow Stones, and what a day it's turned out to be. It's quite still quite blustery. I've got my back to the wind at the moment, but what a view I'm soaking in right this moment in time. The cloud has lifted, slightly broken in places, and I've just been running into loads of mountain hares. So if you check out the video that's in the description of the boo, or it will be when it's uploaded, this boo will go straight up. So give me a day or so, and the video will be on YouTube, and the link will be added to the description. But I managed to get some good video of mountain hares in white in all their winter splendor. So I'm looking down at West End Head that leads down into the River West End, to the West End Valley, and it's just stunning. I'm right at the top of the moors, and the moors are just rolling and falling off in the distance. I can see Wynn Hill, I can see Kinder Scout, I can see over towards Bleaklow, where it looks like it's raining, great. I can see down into the Woodhead Valley, and I can also see the mist rising gently from the pine plantation there in Lady Clough. But this really is what it's all about. The White Peak area of the Peak District is nice and lush and green and very nice. You've got the limestone gorges, but Give me the Dark Peak any day. And you know what? If possible, this is where I'd be every day. Obviously, I bring the family with me some days when they wanted to come. But I would come up here every day. And this really is what the glorious Peak District's all about for me. The rolling moorlands, the bog, the heather, the gritstone, and the weather. It'd be boring if it was nice and sunny, wouldn't it, really? Right, let's continue on down the course of the River West End towards Howden and back to the car. Right. Welcome back. I'm following the River West End down now. Downstream, obviously. And the sun is out. You know what? I think it might be time to take a layer off soon. I've got my Berghaus base layer on. A Rab fleece and my Berghaus Pack Light waterproof. But I think it may be time to take off the fleece. I'll just get back to the river again. Obviously this is with the phone, so there's no stereo sound. And I'm trying as best as I can to shelter you from the wind. We're going a little bit off-piste here. I think I may have said that earlier on. There is no beaten track as such. There are sheep tracks, which are quite handy. But just working my way down the valley, following the course of the river, and in no time at all, I'll be back down at Howden. I'm edging ever further down the valley now. And I'll tell you something, if it wasn't for the colour and the fact that there's no bracken or fern, you would honestly think it's summer, because the sun's out and, excuse me, the sun is out and it's glorious. Should play the Dean Reed Peak District word game. Every time I say something like glorious or amazing or magnificent or something like that, you got to drink a shot of vodka. Or whatever your tipple is, anyway. You'll probably all be drunk by now. Right, let's keep going. Welcome back for the very final time today. I'm now back at the car, which is parked on the road that runs along the western side of the Howden Reservoir. So it really has been a great, much-needed walk today. It's been around about 14 kilometres. And if you check out the description of the Boo, there will definitely be, at some point in the near future, a link to my map on shareyouradventure.com. So I won't ramble on for much longer. I'll say thanks for listening, and I'll definitely speak to you again soon. Bye for now.